Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chavav, the first daf of the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis, but first we have to finish the third parak, Be'ezras Hashem. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, Lizchus Rufu Shlema Fa'ariyah David Alevi Ben Yehuda Shira. It's also sponsored by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Lizecha Nishmas, their beloved son, my beloved Talmud, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham, upon his third yard site, which is today, his Neshama Shev and Aliyah, and it's also sponsored by the Yudin and Twersky families, L'zecher Nishmas, their grandmother, Rebbetzin Gittel Twersky, Gittel Basar of Yaakov Yosef, the Chernobyl Rebbetzin of Borough Park, whose yard site is today. Rebbetzin Twersky's home was known for endless chesed and achas zorchim to every Jew needing a warm meal or a place to sleep, her Neshama Shev and Aliyah, and we thank the sponsors all very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss, we're going to finish up our discussion from yesterday, is what happens if you're in the middle of fasting and then it starts to rain. And the Gemara is going to discuss when that's a good sign, when that's a bad sign, depending on the timing of the raining, and then Be'ez Hashem we will begin the fourth and final parak of the Masechta. And it's one big Mishnah. It seems to happen a lot of Masechas Tainis, that instead of the Mishnayis being broken down, you just have the whole Mishnah at the very beginning of the parak. So we have that over here as well, and the Mishnah is going to discuss five topics to sort of set up the perek for us. First is that the Mishnah is going to tell us that there's a mitzvah of nesias kapayim on the Yemei HaTainis, and it's going to talk about how many of the tefillos hayom do we do in nesias kapayim to the Kohanim Duchen on the Yemei HaTainis. And then the Gemara is going to tell us what the ma'amado, the Mishnah is going to tell us what the ma'amados are, the amida ala karban that's done on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Then we're going to discuss other dates that were set up for people who were designated to bring the Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, people who had earned that right to be the ones to donate the Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. And then we're going to talk about the Tanios of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av and why those were instituted, five reasons for each of them. And then the Mishnah is going to conclude with some Nechama, that we shouldn't have Yeyush because of all of the Tzaros that Klal Yisrael experiences. And then on the middle of Amud Beis, we're going to finally get to the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to have machlokas whether they do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha and by Ne'ilah. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to talk about the dinim of a Kohen who's Shikr, not to be Nosias Kapav, and what the source of that idea is. So let's begin. We're holding four lines into the very wide lines on daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. We are Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesia goes to Tadis of Yadulam Sham Lachar Neitzachama. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was goes to Titus and it started to rain after Netzachama. So Savala Shlomin, Rabbi Yehuda thought he should tell the Tzibur that they still have to fast the rest of the day. Amalei Rabbi Yami, Kodem Chatzos V'Acher Chatzos Shaninu. Rabbi Yami said, no, we paskin that as long as it rains before Chatzos, before it's even recognizable that anybody's fasting, no one eats till Chatzos anyway, you don't have to continue the fast. It's only once it's recognizable that people are fasting, where it's past Chatzos Hayom, and people normally would have eaten by now, only then would you have to fast the rest of the day. Shmuel HaKatan gozer tainis v'yodolam gesham. Shmuel HaKatan was gozer tainis on the tzibur and it started to rain kodem on Netzachama, before Netzachama. Kasvur nam lomer shivcha shel tzibur hu. Everyone thought, wow, we must be doing something right. We're gozer tainis and before Netzachama, it's already starting to rain. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be very happy with us. So Shmuel said, you're interpreting it all wrong. Emshel chamashel ma davar dome. You know what this is like? Le'evet shemavakish prasmi rabbi. It's like an Eved that wants a gift from his master. Amar Lahem, so the master tells the servants, tells the people who help him out, Tenu lo ve'al eshma ve'al eshma kolo. Just give it to him, I can't stand to listen to this guy anymore. Instead of a whole day of me listening to them crying about it, just give it to them so I won't have to deal with them anymore. So it's not a good sign, min ha-shamayim. Shuv Shmuel HaKatan gozer tainis. So another time Shmuel HaKatan was gozer tainis, v'yodolam geshamim la'achar shkiyas sachama, and it started to rain after Shkias Chama, meaning at the very end of the day. So we did have a full day of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kesfur Mam Lomer, Shivcha Shel Tzibur Hu. So the people said, oh, we know this one. Shmuel HaKatan taught us last time that if we get to daven all day, that's a good sign. So this must be a Shevach of the Tzibur. Amalem Shmuel HaKatan said to them, Lo Shevach Shel Tzibur Hu. No, this isn't good either. El Em Shel Chama Shel Ma Dover Dome, Le'evet Shem Vakish Pras Mirabo, Varmalem Emtin Lo Achi Smak Mekvi Tzta'er, V'achar Kach Tenu Lo. It's like like an Eved that looks for a gift from his master, and the master says, you know what, let him schwitz a little. I'll give it to him, but let him schwitz a little. I was just reading the biography of Moshe Reichman, of Paul Reichman, and they tell the Meisa there that there was a yeshiva guy who got himself into trouble by doing things that he should not have done, and he needed someone to bail him out, otherwise he was going to end up in jail. So they asked Paul Reichman to help out, and he said, I need to think about this one. And then he waited a few days before he got back to them. So someone who knew him well said, it's obvious you were going to help this guy. Why did you have to? He said, let him schwitz a little. If a guy does something like that, he should have to have a little cheshbon and nefesh before he's just bailed out. So let him schwitz a little. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, that it's okay to let them wonder whether the rain is going to come. So Shmuel HaKatan was telling him that everything was bad. So says Gemara, Shmuel HaKatan, Shivchol Shel Tzibur HaYechidami. How does the Tzibur ever know? What would be the sign that Hashem is actually happy with us? So Amar Basha Baruch, Nashav Zeka. Amar Morad Agesh, Basa Mitra. That Kodesh Baruch Hu waits till we start davening, but then immediately as we're davening, he makes it happen. That we say Masha Baruch, and the wind starts howling. We say Morad Hashem, and all of a sudden it starts raining. That would show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. Maisav Gozer Tainus B'Lud. The Mishnah said that one time they were Gozer Tainus and Lud, and they came in the afternoon and they read Halal HaGadol. So V'nei Mahal Me'ikara says, well, they should have said Halal right away as soon as it started to rain. I mean, the case of the Mishnah was it started to rain before Chatzos. Everyone went home and they ate, and then they came back and they said Halal HaGadol to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this blessing. But why didn't they say Halal HaGadol right away? Why did they have to go home first? Sabai v'rav v'darmi tavayil v'she'enom rim halel ella al nefesh seveya v'keres meleya. That you don't say halel unless you're satiated. You only say halel when you already have a full stomach. The halel gadol says nosin lechem l'chol basar. So if you can say nosin lechem l'chol basar, it should be at a time where a person has a full stomach. So they don't say it when they're still shri and betaynis. So that's why they waited till after the meal. So says Mar Eini, is that really so? Rav Papa iklu the beknishta Dabi Gover. Rav Papa went to the Beis HaKnesses of a fellow named Dabi Gover, the Gozer Tainis, and he was Gozer Tainis because it hadn't rained. V'yordulam gisham ad chatzos, and it rained before chatzos. V'omar halel v'achar kachachlu v'shasu. They said the halel gadol, and then they went home and they ate and drank. So apparently, it's okay to say the halel gadol even before eating and drinking. Says Marno, Shiny B'nai Mechuza, Dishchichi B'Shichrus. The B'nai Mechuza are different. They drink a lot during their Su'udos, and that's why our Papa had to tell them to say the Halal first, because if they get drunk during their Su'uda, they're not going to be able to say Halal afterwards. But when there's no Shashichrus, and you don't have to worry that people are going to go and get drunk, then it's better to say Halal when you have a full stomach. Good, so that is Hadron Alach Seder Tainios Elu. Now we begin Bezrus Hashem, the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis. And as we mentioned, this mission is really like five different Mishnayos. It's five different topics that are going to be discussed in this Mishnah. So first we start with the following. Arba pa'am bayom, that there are three times a year where the Kohanim are going to duchen four times in a single day. B'shachris b'musaf b'mincha b'nilas asharim, by all four tefilos of that day. B'tanios, one of those three times a year where there are four tefilos during which to duchen. B'tanios b'mamados b'yom ha'kippurim, on the tanios, on the mamados, and on yom ha'kippurim. From the fact that the Mishnah lists Tfilas Ni'ila among the Tfilas Hayom, the Ritva's Medayek, that the Zman of Tfilas Ni'ila must be when it's still Yom, because there wouldn't be Nesias Kapayim Belayla. So if we're doing Nesias Kapayim during Ni'ila, it must be that the proper time for Ni'ila is before nightfall. When the Gemara says in Yuma Pei Zayin that Tfilas Ni'ila patters Shel Arvis, that according to the Shita of Rav in Maseches Yuma, that when you daven Ni'ila, that will exempt you from Tfilas Arvis, so that which implies that it's Belayla, it could be that just means because it's Tfilas Ni'ila said at a time that's also Ra'oi technically for Tfilas Arvis. From Tchilas Shkiyas HaChama is already the Zman that's Ra'oi for Mincha and for Marv, and therefore Ni'ila Pater Shal Arvis. However, the Ran writes that Ni'ila is Poter Shal Arvis because you're davening Misha Chashecha. You're davening after it's already dark, so you don't need to daven again after it's dark. Sounds like the Ran holds that the Zman of Ni'ila is really Belayla. So the
Chida in Birka Yosef says that when Rav says that you could daven Ne'ilah and Pater Shal Arvis, he's clearly arguing on our Mishnah. And he holds that the Zman of Ne'ilah is Belayla. Our Mishnah, by saying that you do Nesias Kapayim at Ne'ilah, must hold that Ne'ilah is actually Bayom and is not Belayla. So these are the times where we're going to do Ne'ilah four times in a single day. Shachar, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. The Gemara is going to ask, well, wait a second, is there a Ne'ilah at all four of these times? Is there a Ne'ilah by at all three, rather, of these occasions? At Ta'anios, Mamados, and Yom HaKippurim? So the Gemara will discuss that. Which of these occasions don't actually have a Ne'ilah, which make the Mishnah much more difficult to read? So now the Mishnah discusses Eluhein Mamados. What are the Mamados? Or at least that's what you think the words Eluhein Mamados mean. But based on what the Mishnah says next, it sounds like Eluhein Mamados means what's the source of the concept of Mamados. Not what are the Mamados, not to describe and set up the Mamados, but what's the makar of the din of Mamados. The Fish and Emar, because the Pasuk says, Savis Bnei Yisrael, and Vamart Alem, Es Karbani Lachmi, it says Es Karbani Lachmi, and it goes on to say, Lisha Reach Nichoch Yitishmur Lahakriv Li B'Mo'ado, that the Karban Tamid comes from the Shkalim that the Jewish people donated, and everyone has a Chelek, therefore, in the Karban Tamid. So if everyone has a Chelek in the Karban Tamid, it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. V'cheich, Karban Shalad, and Karb Uwein Omer Al-Gabav. You ever hear of such a thing, that a person's Karban is going to be brought, and he's not Omer Al-Gabav? If he's not there, he's not guarding it, how could anyone watch it? So since it can't be that Klal Yisrael is Omer Al-Gabav, the Karban Tamid, each and every day, no one would ever work, no one would ever, we would all have to fit into the base. It wouldn't be Shaykh. So Eskinu Nevi'im Arishonim, Esrim V'Arba'a Mishmaros. The Nevi'im Arishonim were Mesakein, that we divide up Kohanim into 24 Mishmaros, and they rotate, we're doing the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, Al Kol Mishmar Mishmar, Hayamayim Ad B'Yushalayim Shal Kohanim Shal Levi'im Shal Yisraelim. And for each Mishmar, there was a group of Levi'im and a group of Yisraelim corresponding to that Mishmar. And their purpose was to be omed on the Karban of their brothers as a Shlichus of Klal Yisrael. So they represented the Tzibur. Say, Nachnami, the Karban Tamid belongs to the old Tzibur, but there was a Maimon made up of all segments of Klal Yisrael, of Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim, that represented Klal Yisrael for that week's Karbanos. Higiyas Mana Mishmar Lalos, if it came time for the Mishmar to go to Yerushalayim to do their Avodah, so Kohanim Levi'im, Olam Yerushalayim, the Kohanim Levi'im were on that week, would go to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to do the Kohanim, to do the Avodah, the Levi'im, to do the Shira, and the Yisrael, Shabbos Mishmar, the Yisrael that are associated with that Mishmar, Miskansen La'arein, would go and gather together in their cities, and they would daven about the Karbanos that are being brought, that it should be in the Skabel Baratzon. And throughout that entire week, they would fast, and they would do extra Kriyas HaTorah, V'korin, B'mais HaBereishis. They would do Kriyas HaTorah, Dafka from Mais HaBereishis. That's in addition to the Anshei Maimed that lived in Yerushalayim and were standing in the Beis HaMikdash on the Karban, because the whole point was that you needed people watching over the Karban, you needed people there in Yerushalayim. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that, yes, you had a group of Yisraelim that were in Yerushalayim, but then you had another group of Yisraelim in their own cities that corresponded to that week's Mishmar, that would fast and would read a special Kriyas HaTorah. Now the idea of Ma'amados, the Rambam explains in the sixth parak of Klei HaMikdash, that the Anshei HaMaimed are Shluchei Kol Yisrael, that they are Shluchim of all of Klal Yisrael. So it sounds, the Rambam seems to describe very clearly that it works Midin Shlichus, that so all of Klal Yisrael is Omer Al Karbanam, when you have the representatives of the Maimed that are being Omer on the Karban. That's what the Bali Ita writes, it's quoted in the Torah in Hilchus Mila in Yerodeh, that the minig is that the Avia Ben is omed at the bris al hamoel, and he lets him know that he's his shliach, because just like by a karban, that efshar karbanu shaladim karav uwein omed al gabav, so mila also relates to karban. That's why we say that a sandik is kemakter ketores, that there is this concept that mila somehow relates to karban. So you need the bala karban, the Avia Ben, to be omed al gabav, and says bal yitur, and to make the moel the shliach. That's a whole diun in Achronim, whether that's true, that the Avia Ben is supposed to make the Moel a Shliach. Some Moelim, I notice, are makbid about it, that they'll tell the Avia Ben, make me your Shliach. Others are not. There's a tzais like that, that dafka not. But different shitos as to whether to make him a Shliach. But that's what the Baal Yitzur says, that dafka to make him a Shliach. Right? It seems a little bit odd. Normally, if you have a relative, let's say, that's having surgery, so the one rule they'll have in the hospital is that the relative should not be in the room while they're doing surgery. They would want. So you bring your child and the mayel is doing the mila, and now you have the Avia Ben standing right next to him. No, that's because it has has a din of a carbon. So whether it's healthy or not, that's what you got to do, because that has a din of a carbon. Rishonim raised the question that if you say that the Kohanim, that works if you say Kohanim are shluchei didan. So I understand that you need to be omer al karbano, because the Kohen is working for you. But there is a whole discussion in Maseches Nedarim, Tafla Medalid, whether Kohanim are shluchei didan or shluchei derachmana. So if they're shluchei derachmana, they're not our shluchim anyway. So why do we need to be omer al karbon? So the Achronim suggest that nevertheless, yeah, you need the das bailim at the akravas karbon, and the Kohanim, therefore, it's only through the das bailim that the Kohanim become shluchei deshemaya. That yes, in achinami the Kohanim are shluchei deshemaya, but they only gain that status because the bailim of the karbon, which is klal Yisrael, is omer al gabeim. That's what makes them shluchei deshemaya. So a little bit different than the Rambam's understanding of the Ma'amados. Says the Mishnah, perhaps, this is a discussion where the next line belongs in the Mishnah. Tos Yontov writes that in the more correct versions of the Mishnah, this next line does not appear, and that's what the Marshal writes as well. Why not? What's wrong with the line that we're about to read? So nothing's wrong with it. It's just going to it's going to give reasons that the Anshei Maimed would not fast on the Erev Shabbos, nor would they fast on Sunday. And absolutely, the Gemara has other reasons also. So it's hard to imagine that the Mishnah gave a reason and the Gemara just piped up with other reasons without quoting Bryce's reign, just mentions other reasons. So that, but here we'll read it anyway. The Anshei Maimed would fast 4 days that week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But Veloy Misan Erev Shabbos, Mnekvara Shabbos, they wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos out of cover for Shabbos, that they shouldn't come into Shabbos when they're very hungry. The Bartanura says that they shouldn't come into Shabbos ra'av, they shouldn't be starving, and on Sunday they wouldn't fast for lobechem Shabbos kadesh liyetsu mimenucha va'oneg liyegia v'taynis v'yamusu, that they shouldn't go from overindulging to a day of fasting, and that change in habit, that change in eating habit from eating too much to eating very little is going to cause them to die. So the Tiferes Yisrael writes, die, that's a little dramatic to say that someone's going to die just because they ate a lot on the Erev of a fast day, especially since we do it all the time. We even have a mitzvah to do it on one of the fast days, on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat a lot. By the way, some of the Rishonim say that's why there's a mitzvah to eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a kiyum of inui, that it will make fasting in Yom Kippur much, much harder if you eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur. Some of the Rishonim say the opposite, that no, it's a hachana for Yom Kippur to prepare you so that you'll be able to better handle Yom Kippur, you eat a lot. But some say no. I don't know if it's Rishon Rachman, somehow in my head I'm thinking of Sfas Emes that says like this, that if you eat a lot on Erev, that it's gonna make life more difficult, it's gonna be more difficult to fast. So that's what our mission is referring to. That's what the Tzari Sol says. Lav dafka v'yamusu, you're not gonna die, but any shinui veses, any sudden change in your eating habits is something that your body needs to adjust to. So now the Mishnah discusses the parshios of Maisa Bereishis that they would read in the Ma'amados. So b'yom rishon, on the first day they would read a Kriyas HaTorah Bereishis and Vayihi Rikia. The parsha Bereishis and Vayihi Rikia, because they needed to get at least 9 psukim in order to have 3 olim, so that's why they'd have to read both of the parshas. B'sheni, on Monday they would read Yihi Rikia v'yikavu amayim. All of this is at the very beginning of parshas Bereishis. B'shlishi, yikavu amayim v'yihi ma'oros. B'revi'i, yihi ma'oros v'yishrutzu amayim. B'chamishi, yishrutzu amayim v'totzei aretz. B'shishi, and then on Erev Shabbos of that week, v'totzei aretz v'yichulu hashamayim. So that's throughout the whole week. They only got to the point of Eichul HaShemayim to read the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Parsha Gedola Koronos B'Shnayim, if they had a longer section, meaning 6 psukim or more, then they would split it into 2 olim, because you can split 6 psukim into 2 olim. V'akatana b'yachid, but if they had anything less than 6 psukim, then a single ola would have to read that Parsha. So Parshas Bereishis, for example, the very beginning is 6 psukim, so they would have 2 olim. Yihi Rikia, they'd have only 1 ola read Yihi Rikia. B'shachris and Musaf, and they did this both Shachris add musaf, but Ubi Mincha, when it came time to Mincha, they wouldn't bring a Sefer Torah, because that would be too much of a Tareach for the of a Tircha for the Tzibur. That's what the Bar Tanura writes, why they didn't do it at Mincha. Rather, Nechlasim B'Korin Al-Pi and K'Korin HaShema. They would gather, and they would still read the Parsha, but not from a Torah. They would do it Balpeh, as if they were being Korei HaShema. Erev Shabbos B'Mincha Lo Nechlasim Nekvar HaShabbos. And they didn't have this whole Kriyas HaTorah at Erev Shabbos Mincha, because of Kavod Shabbos. They didn't want to take up too much time on Erev Shabbos. But on a regular day, Mincha, during that week of the Maimed, there would be Korei Alpeh, like Korei HaShema. So the Gemara is going to discuss, Korei Alpeh, that's Aser. Dvarim Shemichsav is Iyat HaRashi Lom Balpeh. So it may be instructed that it says Ki Korei HaShema, because we do that all the time. We're Korei HaShema Balpeh all the time. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah writes at the end of Maseches Brachos, that when it comes to Kriya Shema, when it comes to anything that you're going to say Balpeh, that any Pesukim that you're going to say Balpeh, usually the reason you're allowed to say them Balpeh is because it's a kiyum of another mitzvah other than Talmud Torah. Meaning, when we do Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, that's Talmud Torah Barabim. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a unique form of Talmud Torah, and that's why it gets its own Birchas HaTorah, but that's what it is. Essentially, it's Talmud Torah. But sometimes you read Pesukim, not for the purpose of Talmud Torah. I read Pesukim when I say the Haggadah on the night of the Seder. That's not only for Talmud Torah, it's to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. I read Pesukim when I say Kriya Shema every day, because there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. Kohanim read Pesukim when they say Pesukim when they are Mevari Ha'am, but that's a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, whenever you're fulfilling another mitzvah, then you're allowed to be Korei Alpeh. Then you don't have to read it Mitoch HaKsav, you're allowed to do it Palpeh. And the reason that Rabbeinu Yonah has become well known is because of one of the examples that he gives. And he says, for example, when you say Karbanos every morning, you're allowed to do it Palpeh. You don't have to read it from it because there's a mitzvah of saying Karbanos, and he implies that it's a mitzvah Midoraisa to say Karbanos. That's what Rav Shechter often points out, that Lechora saying Karbanos should take precedence over Pesuket Zimra. That if you can get away with Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtabach, and that will buy you time to say Karbanos, that if you hold like that Rabbeinu Yonah, that would be the Karbanos would be Daraisa. Pesuket Zimra is certainly only a minag, so the Chorit should take precedence. One of my children was listening to a shir I gave, I don't know when, recently, and he was sitting at the dining room table listening to the shir. He said, I see, he goes like this, and he looks at me and he says, Karbanos instead of Pesuket Zimra? Does anyone do that? So some people do, but most people don't. But anyway, that's that Rabbeinu Yonah about being Korei Alpeh. Kol Yom Sheish Bar Halal, any day that you say Halal Shalim, meaning we're talking about a day that you say Halal Shalim, but there's no Musaf. So how many of those do you have? So that's Chanukah, right? I don't know, we don't have too many other examples. So any day that you have Halal, Ein Maimed B'Shachris. So you don't have the Anshei Maimed that you're in Yerushalayim, wouldn't daven over their carbon of the rest of Klal Yisrael B'Shachris, because they had to say Halal, they didn't have time for it. But there was a Maimed by Musaf and by Mincha. Carbon Musaf, Ein B'Ni'ilah. If there was a carbon musaf that day, then they would skip the maimon of ne'ilah because they were so busy with the carbon musaf. Carbon eitzim, if there was a carbon eitzim, a person who was donating the wood for the ma'aracha in the Beis HaMikdash, ein b'mincha. So then he wouldn't do the maimon of mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Meaning Rabbi Akiva allows for skipping the maimon when there are other things going on by each of the ma'amados. Amar lo ben Azai said, kachay Rabbi Yoshua shona, carbon musaf, Karbon Musaf ain b'mincha. If it's a day of a Karbon Musaf, then there will be no Maimed by Mincha. Karbon Eitzim ain b'ni'ila. If it's a day of Karbon Eitzim, there will be no Maimed by Ni'ila. Chaz Rabbi Kiva liyoshona k'ben Azai. Rabbi Kiva then changed his mind and he followed the Shita of Ben Azai, who said who reported Rabbi Yoshua's opinion. Now the Mishnah discusses the times of these Karbonos Eitzim. We just mentioned Karbon Eitzim, so now sort of a new topic. What are these Karbon Eitzim that we're talking about? Who was designated to bring Karbonos of Eitzim at specific times? So Atzei Kohanim Va'am Tisha. There are 9 dates of the year where people were designated to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash to supply the Atzei Ma'aracha. Be'echa b'Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. An Echa b'Nisan, it was the family of Arach ben Yehuda. Tos Yontov points out that in each of these families, we're going to call them ben Yehuda, because Ben Binyamin, because those are the two Shvatim that were Galul Bavel and were Olam Yibavel, that came back from Bavel, as opposed to the Aseres HaShvatim that were not included in that. So everyone's going going to mean, since the bringing of the Atzim Maracha is based on being Ola Lebavel, so therefore it's only those families that returned from Bavel. So Bnei Erech ben Yehuda brought on Echad ben Nisan. Be'ashem Tammuz, on the 20th day of Tammuz, Bnei David ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha Ba'av, Bnei Parosh ben Yehuda. Be'shiva Bo, on the 7th day of Av, Bnei Ve'yonadav ben Rechev. Be'asara Bo, Bnei Sina ben Binyamin. On Asara Bo, it's the Bnei Sina ben Binyamin. Be'chamisha Asara Bo, Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda. Ve'imayim Kohan of Liam, Ve'kol Mishata B'shifto. And incorporated with them were the Kohan of Levim and anyone who didn't know what Shevet he belonged to. Ubnei Gon Ve'eliu Bnei Kotze Ketzios Be'esrim Bo. Ubnei Gon Ve'eliu Bnei Kotze Ketzios. And the Bnei Gon Ve'eliu Bnei Kotze Ketzios were also included with them. Be'esrim Bo Bnei Pachas Mo'av Ben Yehuda. On the 20th day was the Bnei Pachas Mo'av Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim Be'elul Bnei Odin Ben Yehuda. Be'echad B'teves Shavu Bnei Parushniya. And then Echad B'teves, they go back to the beginning of the rotation. And that's how it went around. Be'echad B'teves Lo Yebo Maimon. On Echad B'teves, there was no Maimon at all, because Shayibo Halel, Korban Musaf, or Korban Eitzim. Right, we just had Echad B'teves is a unique day where you have all of these things. We have Halel because it's Chanukah. You have a Korban Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh. And it was Korban Eitzim because the Bnei Parosh. We thought having Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah on Shabbos, you get everything. But it adds another layer over here. It's also a day of Korban Eitzim. So when you have it on Shabbos, and so you don't skip anything in benching, right? We said Al Anisim, and saying you have the whole thing. But a day of Korban Eitzim, they wouldn't even have any Ma'amados, because it would being so busy with all these other things would cancel out all the Ma'amados. So now the Mishnah discusses the two major fast days. There are five things that happen on Shavuos v'Tammuz and five things that happen on Tisha B'Av that turn these days into to fast days. Ben Yoyada says that Zdavka Merames on the Aseres HaDibros, that because of the Aseres HaDibros that we didn't observe properly, where you have Chamisha on one Luach and Chamisha on the other Luach, so that's why we have Dafka of these five Tzaros that caused us to fast, because we didn't observe the Torah properly. So B'Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, what were the five events that we fast for? So first of all, Nishtabru Aluchos. The Luchos themselves were broken. Number two, Batal HaTamid. The Malchus made a gezeirah that we're not allowed to bring Karban Tamid to the base of Mikdash. V'huvka Yir. The wall of Yerushalayim was breached. V'sarf Apostamos HaSatara. And Apostamos, one of the Greek officers, burnt the Torah. The Torah that Ezra Sofer wrote and was in the Azara, and that they would use as the basis to write all other Svarim. I mean, you need to have one definitely correct version of the Torah to write from that. You don't want to only be writing from secondary Torahs, because then a mistake is just going to perpetuate itself. So you always want to go back to the original. So they had that original Torah of Ezra that they had. So Apostolos burnt that original. And he also established the Tzelem in the Heichal. So when we say Apostolos burnt the Torah, Tiferes Yisrael explains that the Torah was the one that Ezra had in the Azara, of that they would be Magia the other Svarim. But then he says he burnt any Sefer Torah Shematzah, any Sefer Torah that he found. When it says that he was Sarif as a Torah B'lashon Yachid, it really should have been Toros, but it means that the Kavana of that Rasha was to be Mevatel Torah in general from Klal Yisrael, and that's why it says B'lashon Yachid. So that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. It wasn't only about burning that one original Torah, which is tragic enough, but he burnt every Torah that he could find, and it calls the Torah B'lashon Yachid, Dafka, to highlight this idea that he wanted to be Mevatel Torah from Klal Yisrael entirely. Rashi has a girsa over here, but not Vehemet Selim Behechal, but Vehu Amad Selim Behechal. That Menashe was Maimet Selim Behechal, and was during the Tkuf of Bayis Rishon. However, the Rambam, the 8th Parak of Hilchas Tainios, has the girsa of Vehemet Selim Behechal. And he understood that Apostomus HaRasha was the one who was Maimet Selim Behechal, and it's talking about during the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni. It's so frightening that it happened twice, that it didn't only happen in the Tzkufa by Israel, it happened in both Batei Mikdash, once by Menashe and once by Apostamos and by Yesheni. B'Tisha B'Av, and on Tisha B'Av there were five things. Nigzal of Asenu Shleichnus L'Aretz. Number one, the Gezeira came down that we were not allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. V'Charav Abayis Barishona, the Chorban Bayis Rishon happened. U'B'Shniya, and the Chorban Bayis Sheni happened. V'Nilka da Beitar, and Beitar was captured after the tens of thousands of Jews were gathered in Beitar till the Romans captured it and murdered all of them. And Yerushalayim was razed, was plowed over. So Nilka de Beitar, the Rambam writes in the fifth book of Hilchos Tainios, that Beitar was an ir gedola. There were thousands, tens of thousands of Jews. It was an ir ve'em bi Yisrael. They had a melech gadol, and everyone thought that he was the melech HaMashiach, and it fell at the hands of the Romans, and they were all killed, and it was a tzar gedola like the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because the loss of hope, when you think you have the melech HaMashiach, and you think Geula has come, and then you realize that it didn't happen, and that was the end of the Bar Kokhba rebellion, right? That was the end. So Tzvar Yisrael writes that that was 52 years after the Churban, and there was this large army of Jews in Beitar, and they had a melech named Ben Kochva, and a lot of people, a lot of the Chachmei Yisrael, made the mistake thinking that he was actually Mashiach, and then he was killed by a Adrinus Caesar, and 580,000 Jews, aside from hundreds of thousands that were killed by the Churban Abayis, were killed again. So it was another absolute massacre of Jewish people, and a loss of hope that Mashiach was there. That was right. When we say the Chachmei Yisrael, that there were Chachmei Yisrael who believed it, right? So famously, Rabbi Akiva was a big supporter of Bar Kokhba. So it was one of the great sad things that happened in Rabbi Akiva's life. If you think about it, I was just listening to Rabbi Yisrael Reisman was giving a shir. It was a shir from years ago, but he was describing all of the terrible things that happened to Rabbi Akiva, and it's really frightening. I mean, if you take into account all the midrashim, there was like nothing good that happened in his life. So a couple of messages that emerged from there. First of all, Rabbi Akiva Nichamtanu, he's always happy. So how do you have a guy who is, he lost a child who was the apple of his eye and was going to be the next Gadol Adar, and the way he died, even his death was, and he put all of his apples in the Bar Kokhba basket, and that fell apart. And how could anyone respect him anymore after that? Everything that he suffered, and he was such a positive person, everything is going to be, you know, Akiva Nichamtanu. So one thing is, we know that he didn't suffer from one of the terrible things. His daughter got divorced. Just all sorts of, one of the things that he didn't suffer from was that he had a good marriage. He had a wife that was extremely supportive of him. So that's maybe a message about the value of that as a stabilizing factor in a person's life. But that was that was Rabbi Akiva. That was this Nilka de Beitar. Okay. So anyway, what was the other thing I was thinking? I forgot what the other thing I was thinking about Rabbi Akiva. But I guess in general, just to keep the positive attitude, regardless of what a person goes through. Okay. Mishenichlas Av Mimatim B'Simcha. Once we're talking about what happened in Tisha B'Av, so we mentioned that when Chodesh Av starts, we already minimize the amount of Simcha that we do. We don't build a binyan shal simcha, we don't do nitiyah shal simcha, the Gemara will explain. Shabbos chal Tisha B'Av lios petocha, and then when you get to the actual week of Tisha B'Av, asr mil safar l'chabes, you're not allowed to get a haircut and you're not allowed to do laundry, but chamishi mutar m'nekvar Shabbos. But on Thursday of that week, you're allowed to do laundry, Rashi writes, not get a haircut, but laundry for kavod Shabbos. Tosra b'kiveg is medayik from the fact that Rashi says laundry, that not to get a haircut, and that's when the Chuvos Nodibut is medayik from Rashi as well. Magen Avraham explains, because you don't need a haircut every single week. So if you could have gotten a haircut the week before, people don't need haircuts that frequently. But to wash their clothing, how many changes of clothing did they have already? So that they needed to do once a week. So that they made a special exception on Thursday of the week, Shechal Bo Tishbav, for the sake of Kavod Shabbos. That means if Tishbav fell on Friday, L'chore, that's what the Ran writes, that used to be possible. But it's no longer possible for Tisha B'Av to fall on Friday, so this heter would never apply. Rashi writes that if Tisha B'Av falls on a Wednesday, then obviously you're allowed to do kibbutz on Thursday, because according to Rav and Chavtas and Beis, we see this kibbutz is only before Tisha B'Av, right? It doesn't continue in the week that Tisha B'Av falls, it doesn't continue after Tisha B'Av. The Ritva says that if Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, then for sure this heter doesn't apply. Meaning if it's actually Tisha B'Av, then for sure you're not allowed to do the laundry on Tisha B'Av itself. However, in the Talmud Rabbani quotes quotes Yesh Mefarshim that even if Tisha B'Av falls on Yom Chamishi, you're allowed to be Mechabis, the Kavod Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos is going to override the Isser of Kibbutz. Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's therefore going to go, or mitzvah midvar Kabbalah at least, and it's therefore going to override whatever Isser d'Rabbanan this is, not being Mechabis during Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av Le'yochel Adam Shnei Tavshilin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two separate Tavshilin, two separate cooked dishes, and Rashi gives the funny example of basar v'dagim. It's a funny example for two reasons. First of all, it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Why are you eating meat anyway? Even if you're only having one tafshil, you probably shouldn't be eating meat. Second of all, meat and fish typically are not supposed to be eaten together. We assume it's kashal davar acher, that can cause tzaras or whatever. So it means, but with the separation of dagim, lo yachol basar v'yishtayin. And then the very next line says, and by the way, you're not allowed to eat meat anyway, and you're not allowed to drink wine anyway. on Erev Tisha B'Av. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, meaning we're knowing not to eat meat and drink wine throughout the 9 days, but really Meikra Din Medina De Mishnah, it's only on Erev Tisha B'Av. Sfardim are knowing the Shavua Shechalbo, Ashkenazim are knowing the whole 9 days not to eat meat and drink wine, but the Din of the Mishnah is really on only Erev Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Yeshana, that you should do something different than normal. If you normally eat two tafshilin, so then you should eat only one tafshil. If you normally drink 10 kosos, you should only drink 5 kosos. If you normally have a meal with 10 people around the table, have a meal with only 5 people around the table. But it's not an absolute isser basar v'yayin. It just means that the meal should look different on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'kfiyas amita v'lo hod l'cham. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do kfiyas amita on Tisha B'Av, just like an oval has to do kfiyas amita, that you don't sleep on the bed in the normal way. But the chamim disagree with that chumra. An oval has to do kfiyas amita. Kfiyas amita is a unique halacha. The halacha of kfiyas amita is that not only do you flip over your own bed, your kofet kol mita bebayis, every mita that's in the house, even if the avil is not the one using that mita, they do kfiyas amita. The Gemara in the third parak of Ma'id Katan says that that's a remez to the idea that the musli yukni nasati b'em ubavanoseim efachtia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tzelem elukim, and we flipped over the tzelem elukim, so we do kfiyas amita as a way of showing that, but the Baal Yatos point out, nowadays we can't do kfiyas amita anymore, because kfiyas amita would make it that the bed was still usable, but not quite as comfortable. We can't really do that, because if we turn over our mattresses, it's just as comfortable. If you turn over the whole bed frame, it's not usable. So we don't do kfiyas amita anymore. But the idea, I think the Chasam Sofer explains, that the idea of kfiyas amita is fulfilled by not having, by covering the mirrors in the base avel. That the whole idea is demus liyukni, that we're covering up the tzelem elukim. So that's why we cover the mirrors in the base avel. That's why a lot of times people ask, can you just cover the mirror where the avel is staying? You have to cover the mirrors in every other bathroom in the house, in every other place in the house. You have to cover the mirrors. So technically, if it's really a fulfillment of kfiyas amita, it's not only a din in the avel, it should be a din in the whole bais, as opposed to what people normally assume, that the reason you cover the mirrors is just that there shouldn't be vanity when a person is sitting shiva. That would only apply to the avel himself. So that's the nafkamina and the two reasons of why we cover the mirrors. There were no days as great as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. All the Ben Yisrael would borrow nice white clothing, and the reason they would borrow, even if they had their own, not to embarrass those who couldn't afford, but you never know who wore those kelim beforehand. It's, so you think this is a new thing, that that the family of a kala is renting dresses and things like, right? So they have all these things. So Benos Yerushalayim, so they have to tumble them because they don't know who wore them and whether they were tamei or not. Benos Yerushalayim yotzos v'cholos b'krom. The Benos Yerushalayim would go and dance in circles in the vineyards. And what would they say? Bachur, son einechu rei mato barulach. Go and bachur, young men, lift up your eyes and see what you're interested in. The shidduch. Al titein einechu benoi, titein einechu b'mishpacha. Don't only look at physical beauty. Look at the family. Sheker achein the hevel ayofi isha yiras Hashem itis halol. That it's your shemayim is more important. For Omer tenula mipriyadev yalua basharim maaseha. That which is most praiseworthy about a woman is how she acts, how she behaves. V'cheinu Omer, and on Yom Kippur, it was Yom Tov for Yisrael, they would say, V'tze'enu rena, b'nos Sion, b'melech Shlomo, b'atar ashit v'lo'imo, b'yom chasunoso, b'yom simchas libo. That was unique for Yom Kippur. B'melech Shlomo is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the melech sha'shalom shalo. It's a reference to Hashem, not to Shlomo melech. B'atar ashit v'lo'imo is Knesset Yisrael,
And Biyom Chasunaso, Zeh Matan Torah, that's the day of Matan Torah, which means Yom Kippur when we got the Luchos Shnios, or Biyom Simchas Livo, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Yibana B'mei Revi Amenu. That's a reference to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So B'shlosh HaPragam B'Shana, Kohanim Nelsim Es Kapeyem, so Ta'aniyos Ma'amadlos Mi'ikam Musaf, says Mar, wait a second, Ta'aniyos Ma'amadlos, there is no Musaf, so says Mar, Chesuri Mach Shavach Ketani. B'shlosh HaPragam Kohanim Nelsim Es Kapeyem, calls Ma'ashem Espalin. There are three times during the year where Kohanim will do Nesias Kapeyem every single tefillah, however many there are. V'yeshmen arba apam b'yom, shaks mus milchun nilasharim, v'eluin shlosh brakim, then yisum avaz yom kippurim. Among those times, some of them will actually have four tefillahs during the day, but in Akhrami, some of them don't have a korban musaf, so they only have three tefillahs during the day. But what they have in common is that there's nesias kapayim at all of the tefillahs. Amram nachm, amram baravua, that zu divir reb meir, avu chamram, the chamram disagree, and they say, shaks mus of Yesh ben Nesias Kapayim, Mincho Ne'ila ain't ben Nesias Kapayim, that there's no Nesias Kapayim by Mincho Ne'ila. Man Chacham, who's the Sheet of the Chacham? Rabbi Yudi, the Tanya, Shachar's Musa Mincho Ne'ila, Kul Yesh ben Nesias Kapayim, Divra Meir, Rabbi Yudi, Omer Shachar's Musa of Yesh ben Nesias Kapayim, but Mincho Ne'ila ain't ben Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Ne'ila, Yesh ben Nesias Kapayim, Mincho ain't ben Nesias Kapayim, he splits Mincho from Ne'ila. So, by my commitment, what's behind this machlokas? Rameir, so we'll call Yom Time in my low parts of Kahani Yadayu Biminchasa. Why do we never do Nesias Kapayim B'mincha anyway? Mishum Shichrus, because there's a concern that people at Kohanim are going to be drunk. Ha'idna, like a Shichrus, it's a fasting, no one's going to be drunk. Rabbi Yudas Shavar Shachrus, a Muslim, to call Yoma L'Sheikh Shichrus, Lo Gazu B'Rabban, Mincha Nila, to call Yoma Shchicha Shichrus, Gazu B'Rabban. Shachrus and Mincha will never be a time of Shichrus. Shachrus and Muslim will never be a time of Shichrus. They didn't have Kiddush clubs. Mincha Ne'ila is a time of Shichrus in general, even though it's not a time of Shichrus that day, so the Rabbanan were not goes there to do Nesias Kapayim. And Rabbi Yosef, Mincha Disa B'Kol Yom Gazu B'Rabbanan. Mincha, which happens every day, the Rabbanan made a gzeira not to do Nesias Kapayim. But the Ne'ila, the Lesa B'Kol Yom Lo Gazu B'Rabbanan. Ne'ila, even though it happens at a time of day that people have Shichrus, but nevertheless, the Rabbanan were never goes there because it doesn't happen on days when people are going to be Shikr. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Vidom Rav and deal with the halacha about when we do Nesias Kapayim, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.